Yesterday we spoke about midwives, pay parity, etc., but quite concerning issues around the training and retention of Māori midwives, numbered just around 130 right across the country, and with the looming threat of Australia and better money, etc., you know, the sector is under immense pressure. Bernie Mears is a long-time midwife. She joins us today. She was raised in Ngarawa Wahia, works predominantly in the North Waikato as a proud midwife. And today we're talking about the situation that sees the Huntly Birthing Centre either closed or perhaps lined up to be closed. Bernie can elaborate on that. Thanks for joining us, Bernie. Ko Dale Tene. Thanks for your time and welcome to Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Is it closed or closing? What's the situation with Huntly?
Yeah, so currently the closure date is set for the 31st of October this month, so just under 3 weeks until our doors will be shut.
That's a real shame. How long has it been operating, and how important do you think it's been for our mama in that rohe, particularly for our Māori mums, Bernie?
Yeah, so this is the second evolution of a birth centre in Huntly, so they've had a facility for birthing over 90 years. The current one that we're in was opened in 1997. The shift was made to the newer building, so that's how long we've been down there. We do have a large contingent of tangata whenua in our area, high population, and yeah, it's really disappointing that the funders are not have not come to the party to help us keep this really important resource in our community.
Tēnā koe, Bernie. From your understanding, why is this so? What's going on?
It comes down to funding. There's midwifery workforce shortages all over the country, but that's not actually the problem we have in Huntly. For us, it's just funding. We're just not getting enough funding to keep it viable for the current owners, and we need a funding boost. We found a new owner who's willing to take it on, but the funding that is given to us by Te Whatu Ora is not enough to keep it safe and keep it open. We're just hoping they'll come to the party, but so far nothing.
How common is it for there to be privately owned birthing centres?
It seems to be a mixture. So different areas around Motua have different systems. In the Waikato, we're really lucky to have prioritised having these primary birth units so that whānau have options and choices within their area. They're not having to go to the hospital because that's the only option. It's been a mixture of privately owned and Te Whatu Ora funded units. And so, yeah, it's probably split down the middle.
There's a similar situation regarding the birthing unit here in Mangere, isn't there? Bernie, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I know that they, and it's not the first time that they've been in danger either. They were slated to close a few years ago. The community got together, and I'm not sure how, but they managed to keep it open. But yeah, I have heard that they are now back in danger again. But just, yeah, it seems to come down to this not being prioritised by the people who should be prioritising these services.
Tēnā koe, how often is the birthing centre in Rahui Pōkeka used, and what would be some of the issues? You mentioned staffing. I mean, safety of mama in the birthing process and baby, of course, is paramount, so that goes without saying. But what are some of the other issues, not just staffing, that are on the table here that's resulting in the closure? Is it purely financial from the owner's perspective, or are there safety issues due to staffing challenges perhaps that might be also involved here? What's your read, Bernie?
Yeah, so the owners have stated that lack of use of the unit and staffing shortages and funding are their issues, but we've worked really hard to increase the number of midwives that do their mahi based out here, and so we're actually seeing those numbers increase. The more midwives we have, the more mama we can look after. So we are on an upward trajectory. The unit's being used every day of the week for something, not always for births and postnatal stays, but we have other services that are there, our midwife clinics, so where our mama come for their appointments, all take place there. We have a fully staffed roster with the staff that work at the centre, so that's not, we don't understand how that's been spoken as an issue, because it's not. We've figured that out. We have an amazing staff. Some of them have been working in the area for over 20 years and they're very passionate. And yeah, it just comes down to funding and lack of use isn't, I don't think it's an excuse, because we are using the unit, we are seeing the numbers go up, and regardless, there are enough mama in this area that their care should be important enough that this unit gets recognised for what it provides for the community.
Thanks, Mooney. Just out of curiosity, and I don't expect you to have hard data on this one, but more a gut feeling, sister. When we look at our wahine Māori, perhaps even just in the North Waikato, what sort of percentage would prefer to have pēpi at home, at hospital, or in the birthing centre? Any ideas?
So what we're seeing with majority of our, specifically our Māori mama, majority of them want to have give birth at the birth centre. Some of them at home, but not so many. And most of them don't want to go to the hospital, but they will if it's the safest, because there are other things going on for them that we recognise within the pregnancy that sort of points us in the direction of hospital. But I think if you ask them, none of them, not many of the mama that I work with would choose hospital at all. They want to be at the birth centre, and in the past they have done.
Tēnā koe. Just finally to Bernie, and thank you for sharing some kōrero with us today. What's been done to keep the centre open?
So far, no, we're just trying to, we've been trying to make some noise, and we've had some luck with that. We've got some really amazing supporters in key positions that are trying to do the fight for us. We have a whānau event that we're doing this Friday over at Te Oranga on the west side of Huntly, just to gather everyone and just show them how we support our mama, and show so that we can sort of see. But we're just waiting. We're waiting for those big meetings to happen, and just crossing our fingers and hoping that they work and that someone realises how needed our unit is.
I appreciate you spending some time with us, and love the work that you do, Bernie Myers. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe. Bernie Myers, I think probably better pronounced.